you'll find throughout the coming chapters. Your servant profile indicates those three keys that we mentioned before: your spiritual gifts, your personal style, and your God-given ministry passion. With an understanding of your servant profile, you can increase your ability to follow God's will for your life. You may believe the common notion that God's will for your life is sealed in a mysterious time capsule somewhere, only to be found by those who attend the greatest number of seminars, prayer meetings, Sunday school classes, outreach events, camps, worship services, and conferences. Fortunately, it is more that God's will is revealed through His unique design of the person He made you to be. No one ever asked. We were sitting in a room, just the three of us. Nancy and I were talking with Sarah about her servant profile and what she might be sensing God was leading her to do. Nancy and Sarah had been in the same church and had known each other for years. In fact, Nancy did not think getting together was really necessary, because she already knew just about everything there was to know about Sarah. During the conversation, Sarah mentioned that she had a passion to tutor children who were having difficulties or who were needing to learn English as a second language. Nancy was silent for a moment. Then she sat back in her chair, and in a bewildered voice she asked Sarah why she had never mentioned this passion. Sarah reflected for a moment and said, "No one ever asked me before what I wanted to do." I will never forget that moment. How sad to think of the many years Sarah had not felt confident enough to make her contribution. I felt angry that, although the church had many programs, there were so few that empowered the gifts and passions of God's people into expression. There was joy in the air, and we considered the possibilities of Sarah's desire being fulfilled. All she needed was a room, a light, and permission, and she could become a caring tutor. From ministry impact to marketplace success. Learning about our gifts, style, and passion can help us both in ministry and in the marketplace. When I met Jim, he was committed to excellence. He was a hard-working professional who always wanted to be his best. He often struggled in the church, where it seemed to him that similar values were not demonstrated. Jim saw the church as slow, cumbersome, and often out of touch with the realities and pressures that he regularly faced in his life. It was his hope that he would be able to make a meaningful contribution that would be appreciated. Jim was quite eager to learn. He grew in his understanding of his servant profile and began applying it to his life. Eventually, Jim joined my ministry team, and we served together for several years. During that time, Jim became...